Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod with Ed Luley. Ed?
And we're talking football, and, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Summer football practice has started now, I believe.
Yes, well, it certainly has. Yeah.
And let's first welcome the new coach to TJ.
Mike Hoyt.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
And we've talked before we went on the air. We have to confess that, but it's very interesting. This is a very interesting young man and going to take over. But what's interesting is, Coach, you've done most of your coaching at the college level, and I guess 20 years. You just recently were head coach at McDaniel College up at Westminster, and you've coached at several colleges, small colleges. And I don't, you got, I think you did a little bit of high school coaching, but mostly, mostly college.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
So I guess the question on everybody's mind is, you know, why the move to high school now?
It just seemed to be the right time for my family, really, and myself, just where we were, and where I was in my career and living arrangements and stuff like that. College game, you move around a little bit. And, you know, with my experiences at the college game, I was looking for an opportunity to settle down and be more local, and this seems to be the right fit.
Well, you're a little bit older than the coaches. We interviewed a coach.
Not that much.
We interviewed a coach that was 22 years old a couple of weeks ago, a head coach here in Frederick County of Middletown.
I think he was 23.
Maybe 23, but he looked awfully young. But and you're... You look awfully young to me, but you obviously 20 years. You're in your 40s, and probably your kids are through college, and so maybe that factored into your decision also.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's funny. My first year coaching was 1992.
Wow.
So it's been exactly 25 years.
Well, let's start. You played high school football where?
Correct. I'm from upstate New York, the Syracuse area. Played at Cato Meridian High School, a tiny little small high school. We had about probably 320 kids in the entire high school, nine through 12. So it was a really small program, very rural community. We probably had 23, 24 kids on the football team. I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to play in college, and went on to Canisius College, which is in Buffalo, New York. And played there, had a wonderful
what
career.
Position did you play?
I was a strong safety, rover position in college, defensive guy.
You look like you could give somebody a hard hit.
Well, probably not much anymore. So that was my playing career there.
And you obviously loved the game because you came back to it.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one thing. Since I first started playing football in seventh grade, and there has not been a season that I haven't been playing or coaching since then. So,
What was it hard for you as a player to take off the helmet and go to the sidelines? I mean, did you have times watching from the sidelines you wanted to put the helmet back on and go play?
When I was younger, yeah. When I was younger, you know, you miss it. You miss the, you know, obviously the physicality of the game was a thing that I enjoyed, and just the ability to run around out there with your teammates and all that. The other thing is you miss the camaraderie, the locker room stuff, just hanging around before practice, hanging around after practice, sitting in there joking around and being a part of that. You can still get that in the coaching end of it. Obviously, you have a camaraderie with your players and with the coaches, too. In the coach's office before practice, after practice, the camaraderie of this game is just it's just awesome. And that's the thing that I don't think I can ever give up.
Well, you know, we were talking briefly, again, I confess before we went on the air, about the differences between high school and college. Well, you've already run into some of those. But I know I did some broadcasting at the college level, and it was like, you know, you died and gone to heaven. I mean, everything was handed to you. You know, the opposing coaches line up, the coaches line up. You would see the coach, but everything would be arranged. You'd see him about once a week, and everything was done through the sports information office. And, you know, you said before you went on the air, you could concentrate on football and the players that you had. That's all you had to worry about. Yeah. High school, is a different ballgame.
It's absolutely
Well, tell us what it's been like now. You've been here most of the summer at Thomas Johnson, and you're running into what a high school coach has to do.
Yeah, it literally the best way I could, it's culture shock for me because there's things that I have to do now that I've never had to. I'm learning, which is another neat part of this. It's a new experience, and I'm learning all the ins and outs of it. With Booster Club and the paperwork that has to be done with physical forms and signing up on the FCPS website and keeping track of all that stuff. At the college level, we did our physicals right there. We had a team doctor. All the paperwork was done by the secretary and that stuff. So all those little things that you just don't think about that really don't have anything to do with the game, those are things you have to do now. So.
Well, you were saying you even had to line the field up.
Yeah, it's funny. Before I came over here tonight, because we have a scrimmage on Saturday, that's what I was doing before I came over. We practiced today. We practiced this morning. The kids stay for lunch, and then after lunch we have meetings and a walkthrough. And then as soon as the walkthrough was over, our coaches, we got out on the game field, and we're putting lines down on the field. That's something I've never had to do before. I always, have an equipment staff and a grounds crew that does all that stuff. So everything's a learning experience.
Gee, that's interesting. Now, as far as the coaches, who have you got? Did you bring any from the college level, or are these all local guys?
No, they're all local guys that I've just had to, get to know, and that's been another challenge. At the college level, it's a little bit easier to find coaches. At that level, you've got a couple different sites where you post your job. And I'll tell you what, there was times I would, when I was a college coach, I'd be afraid to post something because I'd get 100, 150 resumes and cover letters. Now I got to go through all that stuff. So at the college level, there's a lot of networking at that level. So I would talk to other coaches that I knew, other coaches that I'd coached with. Hey, I'm looking for a linebacker coach. Who do you know that's available? I'm looking for a running backs coach. I'm looking for an offensive coordinator. So you can kind of get some of that, when you're looking for staff. At the high school level, it's a little bit harder. And I think it was harder for me because I didn't have that network.
Yeah. Well, of course, you'll build it up.
Yeah, that's something. That's another thing that is neat, is I have an opportunity to build that network with high school coaches now.
All right, if you're just joining us now, we're talking to Mike Hoyt, the new head football coach at Thomas Johnson High School, one of the three public high schools in the city of Frederick, Maryland. We're on WFMD, Pete McLeod at Luli on Frederick County Sports Weekend, brought to you by NIMIO, Federal Credit Union. And another thing we touched on, again, before we went on the air, if we could only tape what we say before we're on the air, we'd have award-winning programs every week. But
no, we are award-winning. Hey, give us credit.
But we talked about the difference between the players, the athletes at the college level and the high school. And I know just from my teaching experience, there's such an incredible difference between high school and college young men that you're working with. And maybe you can relate some of that you've had to.
Yeah, the biggest thing that I've seen, a couple things. One, obviously, at the college level, you're getting the best players, the best athletes on a particular high school team. So the talent level, and it's a little bit, there's things that you take for granted that they know and can do when they come to you. So you're starting your teaching and your installs at a certain level. And I've noticed I've really had to change my perspective on things and really, really simplify. And, some of our young men, some of our freshmen have never played football before. So some of them, they don't know how to line up in a stand. Some of them don't even know the positions. Where's the center? Where's the guard? Where's the tackle? Where's the tight end? And that's been a shock for me, too. Yeah. Because that's stuff I just took for granted at the college level. Line up over the tackle. Well, some of these young kids are looking at me like, and they're a little bit afraid. And I go, okay, I got to remember where I'm at. These guys don't know what an offensive tackle is yet. So I've really had to go back to square one with a lot of these guys and start it from ground level with the teaching part of it.
And of course, Thomas Johnson, there's been, Jerry Smith was there. He had a 20-20 record in 4 years. He's now at Brunswick. You won't be playing them, so he won't. But he had achieved some success. They were 6-4 last year, and they were a good team, very good team, in the last couple of years. And it was only 2011 when Coach Ben Wright had Thomas Johnson in the state championship game, which they lost. But and in 2007, they were in the state semifinals. So Thomas Johnson does have a legacy of some very, very good football. But the last few years, it's been up and down. And I guess you talked to Steve Nibbs, who was the outgoing athletic director.
Right.
And so did you cover some of that, or what your goals are there at TJ?
Yeah. You know, just looking at it right now, you know, we're looking to build a program, build a culture. We have a very small roster right now. We've got like 23 kids on the juniors and seniors that will be playing on the varsity. We may have to pull a few sophomores up.
Do you have, how many on the JVs now do you have?
About 33.
30. Well, that's good. It says your total number is over 50.
Yeah, total number from 9 through 12, we're over 50.
Yeah.
But as far as juniors and seniors, there's only like 23, 24 of those guys. I got one guy that's injured right now. You know, it's going to be, and there, from what I understand, it was a big senior class last year. I really only have two guys coming back that saw significant time. So, you know, going back to what we were talking about before, as far as teaching and installing, we've really had to simplify things and go back to square one. Today, this morning in practice, we had our first scrimmage opportunity against each other. We went live a little bit for about 15, 20 minutes. And it was good to get those guys. We've been teaching for over a week and, you know, a little over a week now. So for them to transfer that teaching and drill work over to a live situation, it was good. The energy was up and stuff like that. But it was good to watch film of it this afternoon, because you can see how those guys, you know, and we just need to do it more and more and more, because it's experience. You know, we got to have those live interactions where the guys get the experience, that game experience, and try to simulate as much as you can in practice. So when you get out there on Friday night, it's not, you know, it's not culture shock for them.
Sure.
We talked a little bit about this before. You're familiar with Frederick County because you came down here and you were recruiting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was the head coach at McDaniel, you know, we recruited Frederick County quite a bit. And matter of fact, when I was on staff at Albright, I was responsible for recruiting Frederick County, Maryland. I had the western part of the state of Maryland when I was on staff up there. So I got to know Frederick County football very well. My opinion, just from recruiting the state and being a college coach in the state of Maryland, I think your two top counties as far as football is Frederick and PG. We were talking about that earlier. And, you know, I kind of told you everybody talks about Pennsylvania football, and, you know, I spent a lot of time out there, obviously. But I think Frederick football, Frederick County football is very, very similar to your Pennsylvania football. You know, a lot of blue-collar, tough, hard-nosed type football programs, well-coached. And some really good athletes in this county. So that was another thing that kind of sparked my interest in this. You know, the competition level.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Walkersville, who won the state last year.
Yes.
You got Linganore. Oakdale's coming around now. They're a good football team. You know, Linganore, it's good football. Middletown's great.
Tuscarora
is coming. Yeah, Vince is doing
Urbana.
A great job over there. And now, yeah, Urbana. You know, this is good football. If you can make it through the county, you're going to be well prepared to do some.
But that's things. Sort of like a test of fire this year, because the schedule must have been a shock when you got here, because everything's in chaos from what I've seen. Is it's the new lineup where you've got a lot of different teams that are coming in. You had to recruit a lot of coaches have had a real tough time finding enough teams to play. That are within the area, and it's not the old lineup that it used to be. And it looks to me like, I think, isn't Urbana 4A again?
Urbana's 4A. TJ's still 3A, I believe.
Right.
And then Frederick is still 3A, and Tuscarora is 3A. Catoctin is now down to 1A, and Oakdale is 2A.
And we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, which was a shock. Shock to me, but that's what the way they, and then on the borderline, you get Damascus and Seneca Valley have gone down to 2A, which is a mystery to me also, but smarter people than me have figured that out.
I guess so, but you have all these teams now playing each other, and it's sort of like Murderer's Row. You're going to have a heck of a time being competitive and coming out. Somebody that would be, I think, is exactly what you were saying, somebody that would be undefeated in Frederick County is definitely some team that you're going to have to look out for in the rest of the state.
Yeah.
It's been that way for a while. But our opinion, Pete and I think I share your opinion. When we started this, Frederick County got no respect at all from like Montgomery County. They kind of paid attention, but the media, the Washington Post, the Baltimore Sun, who? Frederick County? Where? Oh, they're way out past the bully. Say nothing's out there. And that's not true anymore. Now they actually do pay attention. And some of the things I've seen over the years was really great was some of the tie-ins you've gotten from we had the University of Maryland come up here in scrimmage. The Baltimore Ravens have been supporting the team in the area. You guys had the Baltimore Ravens over at McDaniel, which I thought was a really great thing to have.
Yep.
And, in fact, I got to go see a training camp over there one time. But you've got that kind of interaction going on all through the state. Don't you think that makes for a better high school football team?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That you know, it gets you more coverage. You know, people are more interested in that stuff. So people just kind of come out of the woodwork then. And more players want to be a part of that.
And we even had Ray Lewis up at a Catoctin game one time.
Yeah. They came up there to watch that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And Pete and I have a blast watching these games.
Yeah.
It's one of the things we enjoy so much. So we always try to encourage people to get out and go to the games. And for talking about that, let's talk about your schedule. Your first game, you've got a scrimmage. And it's funny because this year we don't go back until September for the first time in many generations. Did they? Was it the same kind of a school year in Pennsylvania?
No, Pennsylvania, they start before Labor Day. So it'll be that. It's usually that last Monday in August.
And some of the coaches have told me it's really strange because they've got games before school starts.
Yeah. We'll play September 1st here in Frederick County, and we won't be in school yet. So that first week.
And that's going to be strange. But you've got Aberdeen coming.
Yeah.
Down.
Yep.
Can you tell us anything about Aberdeen?
I don't know much about them right now. I know just from recruiting, from the college perspective. They've always had decent athletes out there. We'll kind of see. I'll try to obviously here we've got a scrimmage coming this weekend and another scrimmage next weekend. As we get closer to that game, obviously we'll get in touch with their coaching staff and we'll exchange some film and get a better look at them. But, that's going to be interesting. We'll see.
And then you're away at Baltimore City College, which is a high school
in
Baltimore. They've had some pretty good teams in the past, I believe. Walkersville, of course, defending state champion.
Yeah.
They're really and that's they're coming to TJ at least.
TJ.
So you get a little bit of break there because they have tremendous fan support. They really do.
And Joe's a great football coach. He's built a phenomenal program.
He is. He's a really nice guy as well.
I like Joe a lot. He and I formed a real good bond through the recruiting process when I was at the college level. And it's interesting. Every time I would go, especially the last few years, I'd go to recruit some of his players. We'd end up sitting. Matter of fact, last time I was there, we sat for probably an hour and a half, almost 2 hours after we got done talking. We probably talked 15 minutes of recruiting, and then the rest of the time was talking football and X's and O's and just all that stuff. So I love Joe. He's awesome.
Joe Paulus, the head coach of Walkersville, was at Urbana.
Yes.
Did well.
Yeah, did well there, too.
And then you've got Ligonier coming.
Yep.
That's not going to be easy either.
No, Rick is a great football coach, and he does a great job. And he's a Western Maryland alum, and I've known him for quite a while.
He's also really knowledgeable and a really great person to talk to.
Yep.
And one of the things I think is true of all the coaches in Frederick County is how much they like their players and how much they want to see them develop and succeed as people.
Yep.
And I think that's one of the joys of coaching they exemplify, and I think it's one of the reasons you guys don't get paid that much. Even in college, you don't get paid that much most of the time.
Yeah.
But high school, you certainly don't get paid that much. And then Newtown, isn't that outside of Baltimore?
That is Owings Mills.
Ah, that's right. But it's a new school, I believe.
Yeah. So I don't know much about them at all.
But that's a football area.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
Yeah, because Franklin High School has had some good years here.
And then you go over to Middletown High School. I think we do that game, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's settled.
And then it gets easier because then you get Oakdale coming to TJ. And the Bears have just been really good in the past few years, and they look to be good again this year.
Yep.
And then, the last two games, the last game always is against Frederick. That's the inner-city rivalry. And the game before that, you're away at Urbana. And Urbana, to us, is always like a college environment. If you get down there for one of those games, you know what I mean?
Yep. I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah, well, if you've been there, you've seen them.
Through recruiting, obviously, you go down there on Friday night. I've seen their Bama-Linganore game a couple times live. And that whole stadium, that atmosphere, it really is
It's a very nice facility. Yep. And the way that they support it with the grills out there and everything else, it's not too different, but it's just the environment just somehow kind of – it's like – and they've got a big student body usually, too, 4-H school, the biggest in Frederick County.
Yeah,
so, and they've had a lot of success there for a while. Yeah. I mean, for a while they had an unbeaten streak that was, I think, first in the nation, didn't they, Pete?
Yeah, way back, when they first opened. Yeah, they won, like, 4 state championships in a row, I believe, or three.
Yeah. And some of their players went on to play in Penn State and other places. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun doing these games. And for you as a coach, it's a transition, though, as you were saying, to come back from college and now be doing high school. But you already know most of the coaches, don't you?
Yeah, I know all these guys.
It seems like you do. You have a first-name basis.
Yep, and you know, getting to know them through the recruiting process over the years. And I've spent time sitting and talking football with these guys on recruiting visits and stuff. And I that was another thing that drew me to this. I like all the coaches in Frederick County. I really do. Great, great men.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I've seen over the years is the degree to which they help each other.
Yeah.
And now that stops when the whistle blows, unless somebody gets injured. But as soon as that last whistle blows again, it starts again. And it's one of the things we really enjoy is we get to go to do the playoff games and to see the coaches from the teams that didn't make it. They're supporting the other coaches. I mean, it's just tremendous.
All right, we're talking to Mike Hoyt, new head football coach at Thomas Johnson. Got a few minutes left. Maybe not fair to ask you, but are there any names you can give us of players to watch from TJ this coming season? I know you've just got here and you're still trying to put things together, but
we'll see. You know, we're still just a few days into training camp here.
Like a quarterback, of course. You usually start with a quarterback.
Yeah, we're still in the process right now. All our quarterbacks are young. We're going to have just because we're not having a junior or senior quarterback, we're probably going to have a sophomore quarterback.
Wow. And what qualities do you look for? Because they have to be leaders.
Yep. Leadership and decision-making, those are probably the two most important things that you need at that position that we're looking for and what we're going to do offensively. And having a young kid doing that, a sophomore doing that, that's obviously a thing we've got to overcome. And as coaches, we're going to have to be smart with what we do, how much we do offensively, how much of the playbook are we going to install here. We'll see how that goes.
And what your offensive line, do you have size? Because that can mean so much.
We don't have a lot of size. So what we're going to do offensively is we're going to do some schemes that, we don't have to be big where we got to blow people off the ball. We want to be quick and aggressive at the line of scrimmage and hopefully position block people enough that we don't have to, knock people off the ball.
TJ's always had good wide receivers, good running backs, a lot of athleticism.
I think we've got some skill. At the running back position. We've got some skill at the wide receiver position. We'll see how things play out here in the next couple of days. We've got a scrimmage on Saturday where I think we're going to do some different things and make some decisions after that as far as what direction we want to go. It's only been a week here, so we've got some ideas, and we just want to see as we get more live work, are we going to go this direction with it? Are we going to go the other direction? Because here's the thing, I don't want to do too much. My philosophy coaching is I want to do a few things, and I want to do them really, really well. If you do too many, you become a jack of all trades, and you master none of them. And I've studied Chuck Knoll, I've studied John Wooden, and they've all talked about simplicity, simplicity, simplicity in what they do. Chuck Knoll said, we're going to do the ordinary things better than anybody else does. So that's really struck a chord.
That's
with
the Steelers,
dude. Exactly. There's not one offensive scheme or defensive scheme that's better than another. It's how well can you execute those fundamentals. And so that's really what we've been focusing on here is the fundamentals of the game of football.
And John Wooden, he concentrated, put your socks on properly so
exactly.
you don't get a blister.
Exactly.
Don't get blisters.
Yep. We did a thing the other day. The newspaper was out there. It was funny. They came right at the end of practice when we were going through it. I was teaching our players how to put their helmet on properly and how to buckle it up properly.
Well, that's support.
And, yeah, because those little things, that can mean the difference between not getting a concussion. You know?
Which is important.
So... and he asked me about it. I was like, hey, I read John Wooden's book. You know, he taught them to put their socks on the right way and sneakers on the right way. And to me, in football, it's the helmet. So, you know, it's just the way I believed in doing things.
And it seems to be coming through. You're enjoying yourself. This is a big challenge, but you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it is a challenge. But, you know, this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You know, this is a process. And we've talked about, with our players, you know, my whole theme of our program since I got there day one is culture beats strategy. And we're trying to create a certain culture there. And we've got a vision. We've got a process. And I keep telling our kids, if we want to realize our vision, it's a process every single day. And that's what we've been focusing on. Not focusing on our circumstances, because we could get lost in that. Oh, we don't have a lot of guys out. We have a small number of kids. We got this, we got that. All the challenges. But if we focus on that, we're not going to reach our vision. So we've been just focused on the process every day. What can we do today to get one step closer to realizing our vision?
Well, Mike Hoyt, we wish you luck, right?
We do. And we hope that this is the start of something big for you, and everything builds well for you.
Thank you.
TJ has traditionally had great track teams, and you know about that.
Yep.
And so.
Oh, they have, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully so that speed usually shows up on the football field, too.
Hopefully we can get more of those track kids to come out.
Well, you might take a look while you can.
Absolutely. And that'd be the thing, too, as being a teacher in the school.
Oh, you are in the school.
Yeah, I'll be teaching in the school now.
Oh,
so
great.
I'll be able to get to know those kids through the school year. And, you know, that's just an opportunity for me to recruit where we'll have next year. We'll have more kids out for the program, and it just builds from there. So.
Well, we'll watch you, and we wish you all the luck in the world. Thanks for coming in, because I know you're having a busy week.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Mike Hoyt, the new head football coach at Thomas Johnson High School. And they start September 1st, as we just talked about, against Aberdeen at home. And that'll be a game their games start at 6:30 in the evening, all their home games at TJ this fall. Thanks again, Mike, for coming in. We want to thank our sponsor, Nimio Federal Credit Union. For Ed Luley, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.